You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I am certified in over a dozen different modalities, from astrology to Reiki to numerology, so many different things. But at the end of the day, I always come back to say I'm simply a channel of spirit. And as I say that, I always come in with a message for the collective, and this is a weekly message for those who are listening, things to be aware of as we're going across the rest of the week. And it seems like this week is a week to continue to work on whatever it is that you're working on, whether it could be at a work project or perhaps it's something like exercising or doing any type of project that you have been working on, continue to do so. You may get a little tired at times, or you may be impatient to see the result, but just know as you're putting this work in, you are transitioning to that next stage, which is success, which is completion. Because as you do your work, as you move on to the next stage, then things are going to move fairly quickly. But you just have a little bit more of a stretch to go before that momentum picks back up. So take this little bit of time, even though you are working, it's steady progress, possibly even slow progress. Take it, because after this moment, whatever you're working on, things are going to move quickly and you're going to be asked to do a lot, particularly around, I'm hearing, like making decisions. So you're going to be in a position where you'll be having to make a lot of decisions very quickly. So just be aware, take this week to really work on all your projects before it speeds up. All right, we're going to go to our caller tonight. We have Rhonda from Pennsylvania. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. What type of questions do you have tonight, Rhonda?
Kind of want to see like where my life is going, like what's coming, because I kind of feel like I have no purpose and I'm just drowning pretty much. Like there's just nothing there.
Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely walk into that. And I hear a lot of people through my clients who are struggling to find their purpose. So just know that you are not the only one out there. And a lot of times I hear, no matter what the age, we come to this point of where I should be doing, I have a purpose, but really the only purpose is for you to find your own happiness, to create your own experience. But we can look into this to see what's going on. Because in the center of all your energy, Rhonda, is that I am seeing this push and pull. You wanting to move forward, but spirit is actually holding you back, so you'll wait. And you're being held back because it seems that, like there's a couple of different things, is that you may be being pulled in two different directions of I should be doing this or I should feel this way versus what you really want. And the thing is, I think what you really want, you haven't really admitted it to yourself yet. And that's I see that all the time. You're not the only one. Of sometimes we say we need to do this, this, and this, but underneath we never really ask the question, am all the things I'm currently doing, are they making me happy? Or do I really want this? Or do I think I'm supposed to want this? So you have a lot of drive, and I understand, like, perhaps the ambition part seems like it's a bit torn, but you are being held back for a reason. Okay, so regardless of what your purpose is, you are in overall at a stage where you are meant to be looking forward and what actually brings you happiness, security, and that material wealth that you're looking for. So I do see growth in material aspects as well. And abundance can come into all forms, not only material. It can be experiences, travel, so much. But it seems like in the next couple of days, you'll be starting to ask yourself these questions. What makes me happy? Perhaps you're even going to start opening conversation with those around you. Whatever it is, you are going to be receiving communication and you're going to have kind of like these divine interventions. It could be a conversation. It could be a post that you see on social media where it kind of starts clicking of like, hey, this is where I'm going now. So it's like a stepping stone. You're not going to have the clear picture immediately. But that clarity is coming in the next couple of weeks. But just remember that this pause is purposeful so you can understand what you want. It's no longer about the things that you should want or you think that you want. It's what brings you balance. And when you find that answer, you will be walking away from situations and people. Particularly, I see 4 to 5 people in 4 to 5 situations where it's just not serving you. It's not good, not bad, but it seems like you're in an environment where you have people and things keeping you stuck as well. And sometimes it is a bit scary to say goodbye to some people, especially if you have friends or if you've been at a job for a very long time. It can be hard to say goodbye. But if you are wanting to find something that has a little bit more purpose, that feels like it's more purpose in your soul, in your heart, on a daily basis, you are going to have to say goodbye to some situations. And you're not going to want to do it immediately, and that's okay. But once you gain this clarity, you're going to realize that people have been taking you for granted. Things were happening behind your back that you weren't aware of, especially gossip and things. Nothing like malicious, but kind of petty. And you're walking away from this into a burst of new creativity, new relationships, and new opportunities. How does that sound to you, Rhonda?
It's pretty close. I mean, I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I guess it's everybody's dream, you know, to be financially stable. I want to be able to stay home and be a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And know if I want to go buy a couch, I can go buy it. I want to be able to own my own home. I, you know, things like that. And I want to know who my real father is. I, you know, I think all of that stuff, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what you want, and that's fantastic. So perhaps for the next stage, in order to get some of the stagnation out, is to just clarify as to why you want these things. And so it's, judgment is coming, and particularly judgment of how you are going to begin to move and shift in your daily life. I did get a little snippet from Spirit saying that your father, you may be able to find him in an old photo, potentially someone that your mom dated. It won't be quite easy, but he is in an old photo.
He already came about, and I've seen him through a photo. We're just waiting to do the DNA to find out if he is the one.
Okay. Is the photo in nature? Does it have like a nature type background?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's you'll get the answers, but yes, that seems like your answers is coming. You're getting that clarity. Do you know if you have any siblings or half siblings?
He has a daughter.
Okay. Yeah. Because
so she would be my half sister.
Yeah, I am seeing that with the situation, you would have some type of half sibling as well. So you're going to get that information. So yeah, that's a little bit of waiting time, but it is up to you on what you do next. Any more about finances? Yeah, again, there seems to be a little bit of conflict about your finances and needing to close things off. Particularly around the masculine figure. Now, this isn't coming in super clear. I don't know if you have a family member or maybe a past loved one that you were dealing with. Maybe it's inheritance, maybe someone passed away and you're doing the probate and things like that. There seems to be an ending and some clarity coming with finances that also has some conflict coming forward. So if you don't have that going on now, I would not worry about it because it will move very quickly once it all settles in. Again, this is not coming in super clear, but an ending is coming and it is going to help support you financially as well. Have you had anyone pass away recently?
No.
Okay. How about retirement or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So I wouldn't worry about this message right now. I'll just say I don't have it quite clear as well as it could be. But yeah, as far as getting that results from knowing who your father is, that's going to come very quickly. Again, I'm getting this message that something is changing. Not quite in your finances, because that is going to take a little bit more time. It's like you've been working on something. You know what you want now. You've been working on it. Now you're in this waiting period, waiting for more communication to come. And when that communication comes, doors are going to open again. You may not be wanting to see all the opportunities. Also, be aware of that negative self-talk. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So don't make any scary investments or anything like that. But overall, a completion is coming and you are stepping into a new layer of understanding of yourself. And you know what you want, as you were saying. So it's now about bringing that into the physical in a way that works for you. I do see that expansion of material wealth. Maybe not like a significant amount, but it does seem a little bit more than what you've had before. I don't see you staying still, such as staying at home, being a stay-at-home grandmother or things like that. I don't see that quite yet. You're in a holding period, but it does seem like you're still having a lot of movements, and that's actually good for your health.